Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Okay, we're live. It's Sunday night, January 23rd, 2022. And we have just incredibly positive news pouring in from around the world, but particularly in the UK, in Canada, in areas of Europe, and here in the US, where there is a total bipartisan populist rejection of the entire fraudulent COVID power grab narrative. Now, that said, I took off a couple days to take care of some family things, and then I did a lot of research late at night. There was a report Greg Reese put out on Friday that was so shocking and so documented on the surface, because I do a lot of research, so I knew everything I was seeing I'd already documented, that I decided to spend, no exaggeration, about 8 hours the last 2 days. 8 hours with the big screen computer up, writing notes, going over this. And what Greg Reese put in his report is totally true. And what Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, brought forward is totally true. And if everybody in our government and everybody in our culture that sees this information does not break with the people controlling our government and controlling the corporate media and big pharma, then it's a suicide pact. Because this is beyond what Hitler did. This is beyond what Mao did, what Stalin did. This stuff makes Genghis Khan look like a sweetheart. So the report went up Friday. I saw it Friday afternoon. And I know Greg's a good researcher, so I didn't think he was wrong, but I said, let me go check this. So I spent 3 or 4 hours that night looking at it. Then I spent a couple hours yesterday, and then I spent about 3 more hours today. So I guess it's more than 8 hours, really. It's probably 9, 10 hours. And I'm going to tell you what the report is when we come back, but I went to the VAERS site. I didn't just believe the stuff that Dr. Michael Yeadon had put out, even though he's very respected and was a real trailblazer. Months before they released the so-called vaccine to predict everything that indeed happened, because he used to head up their whole vaccine program, chief scientist. And I went and checked his numbers. I went and checked the other researchers' numbers, and I went and checked that indeed it was true. And here's why this is important. Not just that they killed a whole bunch of people with this by design and knew what they were doing, and it was literal Russian roulette, so they could track the results of different strengths of this mutagenic weapon, but that it's all right there and not even hidden. That they have different lots. And the Japanese, that's not even in his report, they looked at a bunch of Pfizer and Moderna shots and said that it's different lots are totally different things. It's not like they put more of it in one and less in another. No, it's totally different. All sorts of stuff they've done. So they're doing all sorts of mRNA jacking with the public. God knows where this is going. But obviously, this is the greatest crime ever committed in human history, and they're just doing it. So if I've seemed really freaked out and I've had trouble doing the show, it's because this is all confirmed now. And I get why the public isn't going to be able to handle this, because who could? And that's what they're hoping. They're hoping this is so horrible, and they hurry up and get people to inject their children, that folks aren't going to ever admit they were part of this. So a certain percentage die right away, but who knows with all these secret things they've injected us with, what's even about to happen. But all the scientists said, they've looked at it, it's designed to mutate you quickly. Kill you or give you cancer or cause a horrible mutation. You're living in a science fiction nightmare. It's unbelievable.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is a multinational corporate consortium that established the United Nations that publicly has announced they want a post-industrial world and at least a 80 to 90% forced depopulation of the Earth by the year 2030. That is the UN Agenda 21. And you've seen all the different Hollywood mouthpieces. You've seen all the different leftist politicians and propagandists from Greta Thunberg to Leonardo DiCaprio and Beto O'Rourke and AOC all tell you the Earth ends in the year 2030 and that super viruses will come from the jungle and will kill 80 to 90% of you. Head of the UT biology department years ago, Pianca said that, Eric Pianca. They're telling you, get ready to die. It's your fault. It's coming out of a jungle. But it's not coming out of a jungle, or it's not look up coming from an asteroid or a comet. It's coming from Bill Gates and the head of Pfizer and the UN and the New World Order. And we have all the documents, all the proof here today. Now, obviously, I'm risking my life bringing you this information. So is everybody else doing it. But we're not going to have a life anyways if we don't stop this. So we might as well fully commit to telling the truth, no matter if they'll set you up and throw you in prison, because there won't be a nation anyways very soon if we don't turn this around. And it's our job to warn the world. And it's our job to reach out to liberals, conservatives, old, young, black, white, gay, straight, whatever you call yourself, to understand you're being targeted by the post-industrial collapse. You're being targeted by the depopulation. You can play along with it. You can wear your mask. You can take your shots. You can be delusional and decide you choose to not believe what I'm saying. Or you can face the facts, do the hard research, and deal with reality. So let me start with this and get ready. And please get a pen and paper out. Greg Reese, great researcher, put out a report on Friday with news that had broken in the middle of last week after deep, deep research that had been done by Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, who retired just 3 years ago, and other well-known statisticians and researchers. It's all documented and linked in the video. Evidence that U.S. government targeted red states with deadly batches of vaccine. Now, out of that video that's got 800,000 views at band.video, it needs 50 million to turn the world around. That's up to you to get it out. There's another article now on InfoWars.com that boils it down tonight, this Sunday evening, by Jamie White, that has the direct links to the proof and evidence in it, along with the video. And here is that report. Breaking. Red states targeted with tainted COVID vaccines, warns former top science advisor. I added the word top. Now, let me show you the live show headline for the broadcast today. Sunday Live, globalists attacking red states with deadly tainted COVID vaccines, top scientists confirm. And that's the live feed of what you're watching right now. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the report, and then I'm going to tell you the rest of the story in the next segment. But here's the issue. I went and spent hours Friday, hours Saturday, and hours today going into the VAERS reporting system, going into the documents that have come out confirmed from lawsuits, going into the court documents released by the FDA under court order. They had wanted to freeze it for 75 years. Everything in this report is dead on. And this is the smoking gun of depopulation. They know the very lots that were sent out. They then track via the VAERS and their own reporting system, working in tandem, these three vaccine makers that were set up by Daszak and set up by Gates before it was even announced 2 years ago to make the vaccine for COVID-19. That's now come out. I have articles on that today. And witnesses have come out of the Wuhan lab saying the CIA was really running it and that Peter Daszak was CIA, of course. So they're all going public now. People are have their life force kicking in. Their preservation centers and instincts kicking in. And so it's confirmed that they sent out these poison lots and that they tracked them and that they coordinated and watched, and then almost everybody else got placebo. But the lots, and the Japanese found this too, they were the first over a year ago to start reporting on this, are totally different. There's different mRNA. A lot of them nothing to do with COVID. It's all sorts of mutagenic manipulations of your DNA. This is so incredible. So I'm going to air his report, and I want to encourage all of you to go to band.video while you still can. And to download it, to take clips of it, to share it. I don't care what you do with it. Just get it out to all the medical doctors, all the scientists, all the police departments, everyone you know. This is like Soylent Green at the end of the movie where he says, Soylent Green's made out of people. You got to warn them. You got to tell them. Except this is real. Here is Greg Reese's report. Get it and share it.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Pardee Cooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that short 3.5-minute report is at InfoWars.com and Band.video. The best link to share it from is futurenews.news. We'll be back with...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On air 28 years, only here because of your support and your prayers. And just like America, and just like the world, we are bloodied. We are battered. But we have been vindicated, and our souls and our spirits are stronger than they've ever been. And unfortunately, InfoWars is about to get a lot more powerful and a lot more influential because the horror is going to start dawning on people that we were dead on. Not because we wanted to be, but because we were, and we knew what we were up against. We were really sad to have to tell you the horrible news of what we were facing. But I believed in you, and I believed that once you were faced with it, you would wake up and say no, and that's beginning to happen. But the process of InfoWars being vindicated is not going to be a pleasant one for yours truly, because the enemy has and will come for me. So every broadcast and every day we have together is very special. But it's up to men particularly, but adults in the greater equation, to stand up for the children. So I'm simply carrying out the role, as my ancestors did, to be a guardian of the people and to tell the truth, and to follow that path no matter how destructive it may be. And I say that because I want to encourage all of you to not care if you get made fun of or get fired from your job or whatever happens. Because there's no future if we don't stop this. If we don't have civil disobedience, and if we don't spread this information, we don't have a hope. And God will judge us for not standing up for the children and being cowards. And God is what really matters. Plus, we'll all be destroyed by the globalist. It's the only choice is to resist. Resistance is life. Submission is death. Resistance is victory. Submission is slavery. We're going to have some suffering here. We're going to have suffering because nothing good is gained without it. And you notice those that serve the system are suffering the worst, living in those soulless blue cities under satanic control of the globalists. But I spoke of the good news, but if you just joined us, I did a lot of preparation for this broadcast, and I just thought to myself, how do I cover all this other news and turn my back on the biggest story? Because all of this information is over the top, and all of it ties back to the same supervillains that are doing this, but this information right here, if you're a radio listener, you must go to InfoWars.com. You must get the video. You must share it. Sunday Live, globalists attacking red states with deadly tainted COVID vaccines. Top scientists confirm. They've confirmed the deadly batches. So have the Japanese. This is in the Times of Tokyo. They have confirmed that in some states it's 11 to 1 against red areas, but on average double, a bombing campaign. And then the other people either get saltwater placebo or other weird mutagens, other weird mRNA. So they're giving some people placebos, the majority. They're giving others weird mRNA mutations that are designed to cause mutations in cancer. And then others are given a kill shot. A depth shot. I mean, down to the, and then of course, it's the deadly lots that they say expire, that they tell people, oh, this lot you've got to refrigerate, but these other lots you don't. And these pharmacies and places, that's why only big, giant, select companies are allowed to do it. Walmart and CVS and Walgreens. They don't let your local doctor do this. They don't let, because they got to control it. But we've seen in the parliaments in Europe and in the government councils, the head health officials saying, I went to inspect the shipments from Pfizer. I played the clips 2 weeks ago. We check them. There are three types. Placebo, mutagen, and kill shot. It's all true. Saltwater shot, mutation shot, death shot. And they go in with the mutation shots, and those get expiration dates, and so do the kill shots, but not the saline. I mean, and they've confirmed all over, people testing, this is saline, all this is saline. And it gets worse. They're targeting the children now. The evidence is showing in blue cities as well, at the school clinics they're starting to do with the mutation shots, not the kill shots. My God, ladies and gentlemen. We are, again, this isn't some Marvel comic movie. It sounds like one, doesn't it? Where a crazy evil corporation wants to mutate all the public and, like, works for aliens or something. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I just know this is happening. And Senator Paul finally, he's a medical doctor, came out against the vaccine. We have that clip coming up next segment. And said, it is child abuse, it is medical malpractice to give children this shot. That's the beginning, and that's what I demanded he do. That's what I demanded you call and tell him to do, because he knows damn well. And if we want to get mad at Trump, who's not a medical doctor, for buying into this, when Rand Paul advised him to do it, because Rand Paul didn't know what they were doing. He saw people dying. He saw shutdowns. He said, yeah, make a vaccine. He knows other vaccines work. They can be tainted or they can be jacked with. They can have Trojan horses, but it's a real science. He was like, yeah, let's get this going. He advised Trump. Trump did it. So I'm mad at Trump at about a 3, and I'm mad at Rand Paul at about a 50, and I'm mad at Biden at about a 10. And why is that? Because Biden's an evil demon. I mean, demons do what demons do. Trump's arrogant, narcissist, means well, but, you know, believes whatever he wants to. Positive thinker. And then Paul knows damn well, and I don't think he's a bad guy. He's been shot at, his ribs have been broken, attacked, lungs punctured. I get there after him. But you got to do it, Paul, and you're doing it. Good. We knew you were good, Rand Paul. We knew you were good. And they may kill you, brother, but you won't be a murderer. You won't be a Joseph Mengele's helper. You won't be like Joseph Mengele's Santa Claus, and you're one of the little elves with Fauci helping along here. We can't help Satan Claus. We can't be the little elves that go along with it and get our little paycheck from the New World Order to play along. No, we got to put ourselves in front of the tanks for the children. And the tanks are coming as syringes. And our enemy generals are the head of Pfizer and the head of Moderna and Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and all the rest of them. And yeah, they're powerful. And they're killers. And it's scary to go up against them, but it's a lot more scary to sit there in the dark like a damn coward and let these killers get away with this, because they're not going to get away with it. Ever! You will pay for what you've done. Make no mistake, you murdering trash. But remember, we don't do this because we hate these people. And I ask God to give me control not to be hateful, because it hurts me as much as it hurts. Do it for the children and do it for love. I'm going to play a clip. The famous military saying is totally true when we come back. We don't do this because we hate those in front of us that we're fighting. We do it because we love those that are behind us. And they demand, the children and the innocent demand, that those of us that are informed and know what's going on stand up against this. And we will. Stay with us.
A riotous mob, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists. The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So the opening salvo of a biomedical global dictatorship to right off the bat start killing people to get the whole medical system involved so they can corrupt them and blackmail them has begun. 0.5% of the injections are lethal. Another large portion, but still a minority of the injections, is a mutation injection of different types to mutate you and make you either die or have cancer, but down the road. And then the rest is salt water, the vast majority. It's all confirmed. It's actually, they admit it. It's all right in the documents. It's all right there in the VAERS reports. It's right there in the CDC documents and in lawsuits that have come out, the documents that have been released. That's why Pfizer and others asked for 75 years. That's why they got governments to give them blanket immunity all over the world to sign over national parks and infrastructure if there were any deaths or problems, because the governments directed this with Big Pharma and the UN. And think about the commitment of this group. Think about the will. Think about the other plans they've got to distract us from this coming out. And how it gives them a world ID. And how they blame the dead and dying on the supposed viruses when it's the injection that's doing it. This is a scientific attack. And only realizing that will be able to save us. And that's why it's been top scientists, the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, the inventor of mRNA, the chief scientist at Pfizer, the chief EU advisor. I mean, it's all the who's who that told us this will cause infertility. This will cause cancer. If I was going to cook something up to attack fast-growing cells of the body, I would do this. This will attack children particularly. That's what the spike protein goes after. It's incredible that they did this. It's World War IV, folks. It's global corporate government against us, with them posing as the savior while they kill us. And again, if you just joined us, Dr. Michael Yeadon, former chief scientist at Pfizer, and top statisticians have confirmed. This has been going on for 6 months. They've been compiling all this. But now specifically, that they send out the poison batches and that those expire. And then they don't ever expire the saline. And that's why people will be at Walgreens. It's been on the news. They go, yeah, we get some we're supposed to, of the same company, we're put in the refrigerator. But they say, this doesn't need to be. That's how dumb they think we are. The truck pulls up with, oh, this is Pfizer. Doesn't need to be put in the refrigerator, but this does. And that's why it's been on the news. It's been confirmed. People will line up and then they'll go, oh, let me check your license. Let me scan it. They don't know why. They go, okay, you get this one, you get that one. They've even got you in a database on what you're going to get. So you pull up and they swab you and it's at a big clinic outside and the military comes over. They're like, let me check your ID. I'll be right back. I'll put you in the database. Okay, I'll go. They go, okay, let me get this shot for you. They're not even asking why they're different shots, but some people are. Do you realize this is, it's like an IQ test, though. Who would go along with this? Who would accept this? I mean, it's just incredible. So the report with all the links is on Infowars.com. And it's in the report by Greg Reese, Breaking Red States Targeted with Tainted COVID Vaccines, warns former science advisor to Pfizer. And you had the FDA scientists say, don't give this to anybody. So they had them step down. And they said, don't give it to kids. They had to step down. Same thing in the UK. 8 months ago, they got a yellow card from the main regulatory body saying, pull it. And they didn't pull it. I remember a year and a half ago, when they started out in England, the first country, the UK military said, you should stop the vaccine. And they said, nope. And they said, okay, well, don't give it to under 16, over 75 or pregnant, please. The military had a little heart. And it's, but oh no, the bureaucrats and Boris Johnson said, you're going to do it. Be a hero. I saw this ad on television yesterday. My daughter wanted to watch some cartoons. I'm flipping around. And I see this little black girl walk up to her dad. She goes, Daddy, I'm scared of the virus. He goes, it's okay, baby. We're all going to take the shot. We're going to be safe. How damn evil is that? And they just hope it's so diabolical, it's so dark, that we can't deal with it. All right. The oath to serve your country. Here it is. And this is for the whole planet, not just Australia. Here it is.
Men and women of the Australian Defence Force, both serving and retired, volunteers or national servicemen and women, veterans all, we are at a point in history without precedent, a war for the world. Now, many of you know that truly malevolent forces have been attacking and undermining our nation for longer than most of us have lived. They, our adversaries, have executed their monstrous plans against innocent men, women, and children. They fight with a pre-biblical barbarity, without decency and without constraint. They fight without courage and without compassion. Their war against the people is undeclared total war. It has been a traitor's war, a dirty war, a coward's war. We know only too well that unless we halt and then reverse this unrelenting attack on every aspect of our lives, we will lose everything we love and enter a period of civilizational darkness more depraved than any period in human history. We must act. However, this is not a call to arms. Our soulless adversaries and their mindless enablers would like nothing better than for a shot to be fired, because to do so would legitimise in the minds of many somnambulant Australians further unconstitutional and unlawful constraints on our rights to our lives, our liberty and our property. We will not give them that excuse. We never fight on ground of the enemy's choosing. We must fight, but in doing so we must win the people. At every opportunity, we must stand with the people, unarmed but in uniform. Our weapon? Pure courage. We took an oath to serve our nation, and what is our nation if not the people? By our presence in uniform, alongside and with the people, we are sending a powerful, unambiguous and galvanizing message that in this war for the world, we the people are united and invincible. We must demonstrate the pure courage born of love of family and love of country that beats in the heart of every soldier, sailor and airman. Because what is courage but love in action? And if you love someone or something enough, you will do what must be done regardless of the cost to you. Perhaps we will lose our property. If so, what of it? We can always acquire more. Perhaps we will lose our liberty. If so, what of it? We can eventually be set free. Perhaps we will lose our lives. If so, what of it? There are destinies much worse than death. These sentiments are too much for most to understand, much less accept. And that is all the more reason for us, for you, to stand with the people. Now, you might be challenged to explain why you chose such a course of action. The answer is simple. You will be doing what military law, civilian law, and just plain common decency require and demand. You are disobeying the unlawful commands given by the admirals, generals and air marshals of the Australian Defence Force to participate in the genocide of the Australian people. They are guilty and you will be innocent. The oath to serve your country as a soldier did not include a contract for the normal luxuries and comforts enjoyed within our society. On the contrary, it implied hardship, loyalty and devotion to duty regardless of rank. Ladies and gentlemen of the Australian Defence Force, it is time for you to serve not the admirals, not the generals, and not the air marshals, but to endure hardship, show loyalty, and do your duty for your country and your people. And remember that, in the words of G.K. Chesterton, we fight not because we hate what is in front of us, but because we love what is behind us. I'm Ricardo Bozzi, National Leader of Australia One. Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Across the world against the coordinated United Nations corporate Great Reset New World Order attack on civilization. And I've got their own admissions from Davos Group last week that the climate lockdowns are coming next. And the design destruction of civilization is accelerating. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Because I'm going to give you some good news. Humanity is waking up, they're facing the horrors, and they're overriding the big tech globalist censors, and criminals like Joe Biden are on TV hitting the emergency button 2 weeks ago, saying censor everyone criticizing the so-called vaccines, censor anybody criticizing open borders, shut everyone down. The new German puppet chancellor said the same thing on the same day. And so did the day before that, Boris the puppet globalist operative Johnson. And now a supermajority for the first time since World War II in the United Kingdom of the liberals and the conservatives, of Labour and the Tories, sat there and tore him up for 5 hours straight last week. And said, we know you're a lying sack of scum. We know this was to consolidate power for the big banks and big box stores. We know you lied and the vaccine doesn't work. And we know you're a damn criminal. Footage is everywhere. Don't believe me? Just go look up Boris Johnson destroyed in Parliament. A supermajority said we'll end every damn bit of this lockdown and the mask and the vaccine passports and all of it. And the last straw was, it turned out behind the scenes, Boris Johnson had intelligence agencies, MI5 and MI6, messing with the members of Parliament. You can only intimidate so many people, so many times, all you cool little people in the super agencies, like a bunch of NKVD scum in old Russia under the Soviets, or a bunch of Stasi under the stinking East German regime, or North Korea's police. You're a disgusting disgrace. But the vast majority of people, I can tell you, in our government actually know what's going on. And I told you this weeks ago, I said, I have sources at the highest levels and the lowest levels, and the lowest levels a lot of times the best levels, that there's a total collapse beyond political realignment in the left. A total collapse in the left. A total collapse. And I don't go there because it's like a communist shrine, but my four-year-old daughter likes Trader Joe's for some reason, so I took her there today. And I got mobbed by all the liberals. You're right, we're sorry, oh, picture, picture, everywhere. So I had to like pull my jacket up and hat on and even get out of there. Went to Trader Joe's like a year ago, had people screaming I was a Russian agent at me. Seriously. So the worm has turned, folks. People get it. And I got a stack right here showing all of that. Rand Paul comes out and says it's medical malpractice, child abuse to give children these shots. They don't protect them. They hurt them. Now you're talking, buddy boy, because you damn well knew it before I did. Former chief scientist for Bill Gates. Vaccines are growing. New variants inside vax bodies, claims Gates-backed doctor. Not just a Gates-backed doctor. He headed up a major project for him. Top virologist. Senator Rand Paul. It's medical malpractice to force vaccines on children. A catastrophic moral crime. Barry Weiss and Bill Maher say the quiet part out loud. I could air this whole damn show. How the masker fake, all the statistics, the vaccines don't work, how they blocked ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc, how they're murderers, how Big Pharma's criminal. I mean, this is the rats leaving the sinking ship with Barry Weiss and Bill Maher. Bill Maher goes further. He attacks Sotomayor a week after we did. She said masks totally work. There's a million, in the hospital, hundreds of thousands of children, they're all dying. None of it true. Destroy her politically. Destroy her nonviolently. Destroy the fraud. Stand up to the fraud. I found a lot of these judges are either really smart or they're dumber than hell. I just think she's dumber than hell. Look at this, because who would ever make a fool of themselves like that? We got 100,000 kids in ICU. We got 4,000 dying a week. No, there wasn't 4,000 in all the ICUs in the country with anything, you idiot. Excuse me. Science Mag, in rare cases, coronavirus vaccines may cause long COVID-like symptoms. Oh, my gosh, the Journal of Science and all these other big publications are explaining the vaccine gives you long-term COVID. Wow! That's just what Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, said 6 months before any shots began. He signed an emergency lawsuit letter with Dr. Wolfgang Woodard to the EU saying, do not do this. It will give you long-term COVID. It will eat your ovaries. It will eat your uterus. It will attack your testicles. It will give you cancer. It will give you blood clots. It will give you myocarditis. It will jack you up. And he wasn't the only one that knew that in October of 2020. 3 months before the stuff started getting injected here in the U.S., the CDC's own site quietly published a list of what they predicted would happen, including everything Yeadon said. And now Yeadon's crunched the numbers and knows they put deadly death shots for 0.5% of the population. And that's a lot of people. That they murdered. I mean, those shots were the ones that killed you for sure. It went down in strength to test what was going on. I mean, these people got some balls. Science Mag, in rare cases, coronavirus vaccine may cause long COVID-like symptoms. Oh, yeah, it's very rare. That's why I know four people in Austin whose sons died after the shot. Interviewed them. Video. Croatian member of parliament confronts Macron on his vaccine mandate, says it's a death penalty. He'll be held accountable for war crimes against humanity. It's on, baby. Hundreds of thousands march in D.C. against the poison shots. Israel, number one in the world for the most vaccinated, is the number one in the world for most COVID cases per capita, exposed school kids, and it goes on. Oh, isn't that funny? Take the most shots, got the highest sick rate, highest death rate. German government concerned about massive anti-COVID restrictions protest. And it goes on and on and on. And then I've got Newt Gingrich saying the people running the Jan 6 committee and the Justice Department that are doing this witch hunt that makes McCarthy roll over in his grave deserve prison. But what does that do, putting these people in prison? More criminals who step in to fill their place. How about these people doing this just aside to stop fighting for the New World Order when it wants to destroy your future and have a little bit of self-preservation for your dumbasses? Here's Senator Paul, ladies and gentlemen, coming out against the shot for children. Finally, here it is.
I believe it's medical malpractice to force vaccines on children, particularly adolescent males. We now have the scientific evidence that shows the risk of myocarditis for young males is greater for the vaccine than it is for the disease. We also know that the disease, the death rate is closer to 1 in 1,000,000. We also know that the more you get the vaccine, the higher your risk of myocarditis. So 90% of the myocarditis came with the second vaccine. What do you think it happens when you give them a third vaccine? I think universities like Chicago, Princeton, Yale, that are mandating young males get a third vaccine, I think they're going to be open to liability if any of these boys, these young men or women, get myocarditis and, God forbid, dies.
Okay, let's stop there. And again, I apologize to the listeners. I should have told you this up front. Notice that's a bad quality clip. The clip had millions of views on Twitter and Instagram a few days ago. They deleted it everywhere. So we found a jacked up copy, and if somebody's got a better one, send it to us at showtips@infowars.com. But the full thing, 5-minute clip, very powerful. It's on infowars.com. It's a big, big deal. And again, the criminals in big tech that have merged with big pharma, you know, Google and Apple and Twitter and all of them, particularly Google and Apple, heavily invested, along with Facebook, in the Wuhan lab. And I got all the CIA running it, the leftist arm of the CIA, all of it, next hour. And then I've got Newt Gingrich saying the Jan 6 is a criminal operation. And we've got the war with Russia the globalists are trying to start. We've got the real facts on that. And we've got the latest critical race theory garbage and just so much more. I've hit half of one of my stacks, and I've got all these others that are all just as important. And I'm going to host some into the third hour of Sunday Night Live, and Owen comes in. So we've got life-saving, incredible, groundbreaking information that tyrants everywhere are trying to stop. So whether you're listening on AM and FM or a TV station or on the Internet, share the link, share the article, share the video, save lives. If you don't do it, they're going to continue to collapse society. That's their plan. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.